Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. What is your zip code?
48223.
48223. Thank you very much. Okay, give me just a moment. Thank you. And what is the year or of your birth?
1971.
Thank you very much. Do you think of, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm African American.
Okay, thank you very much. African American, right?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote? Or like many
yes.
people, are you... Okay, yeah, registered. Wonderful. As you may know, there will be elections for office like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections?
Likely. I'm definitely voting.
Definitely voting. Thank you. How do you plan on voting in this upcoming general election? Voting in person
Democrat.
Early?
Democrat.
Oh. Okay, thank you. But in this case, if you're going to do it in person, on the election day?
Yeah, in person.
On the election day or before the election day?
Election day.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, Congress, state, local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated
yeah.
to vote.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. So the first, if you don't know a person or you never heard of them, please let us know, okay? The first name on the list is Donald Trump.
Oh, what's the lowest number? 0, right? 0.
Yeah. Okay. Tim Walz.
What'd you say?
Tim
I don't know her.
Walz. No, okay. It's okay. Mark Kelly.
I don't know him.
Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, 10.
10. Kamala Harris.
10.
J.D. Vance.
Say that again.
J.D. Benz.
0.
Joe Shapiro.
0.
Barack Obama.
Say that again.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. Better transportation systems, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to good jobs, affordable quality housing, affordable quality health care, reducing racism and discrimination, immigration, climate change and environment, access to quality education, abortion, rising cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, or none on the on of the above, or another one.
Public safety.
Safety. Public safety, including gun violence, is there?
Yes.
You can choose up to 3, so you can select 2 more.
Oh, I can
choose
like. Another one. What's the other one you said about the immigration?
Immigration. Yes, that was it. Immigration.
Yeah, immigration. And what's another one?
Yeah, you can choose another one if you like.
What's the other one?
Would you like me to read them again?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, better transportation systems, protecting and expanding.
I remember now, housing for the homeless.
Housing, okay, affordable quality housing. Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate. Okay, thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Harris.
Okay, thank you. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it's assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less
motivated? I'm always motivated to vote.
So this will make no difference?
No. Say that question again.
Yeah. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Much more motivated.
Yeah.
Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Favorable to vote for Harris.
Yeah, but your feelings towards the entire party, the Democratic Party, compared to last month with today, are more favorable towards the party, somewhat more favorable?
Say it again.
Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference?
More favorable.
Sorry?
More favorable for the Democratic Party.
Much favorable. Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not
a lot? A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot,
not at all?
A lot. Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her at all. Is tough on crime.
Hello?
This statement, is tough on crime, does really describe her, somewhat describes her a bit, really does not describe her.
Say that again, huh? I have to turn the TV down.
Don't worry. Okay. This statement is about Kamala Harris, and you will let me know how much this describes her. So the statement goes, is tough on crime.
Is she tough on crime?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you think that this really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Describes her.
Somewhat or really?
Really.
Thank you. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Say that again.
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
You asking me, does she restrict the community?
Yeah, if that is statement.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, it's okay. Next statement. Represents the AAPI community.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Fights for all of us.
Fights for all of us.
Yeah. Would you say this describes her or not?
It describes her.
Really describes her or somewhat describes her?
really describes her.
Thank you. Next statement. Governs with an iron...
How many more we have?
We are about half of the survey.
You don't have to hurry up because it's dinner time. Yeah. You don't have to hurry up.
Yeah, okay. Fight for all of us. This really describes her? Yeah, okay. Governs with an iron fist.
Say that again.
Governs with an iron fist.
I don't know what that is.
Iron fist is... She is very, very strict as a governor.
Oh, is she strict? Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is a strong black woman. Does really describe her or not describe her?
Yeah.
Would you say really describe her or somewhat describe
her? Yeah, really describe her.
Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes, definitely.
Really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really describes her.
Is prepared to be president.
Should she be president? Is that what you're saying?
Is prepared to be president.
Is she prepared to be president? Yes.
Yes. So would you say really describes her or somewhat describes her?
Really describes her.
Thank you. I would like you to tell me more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable. Makes no difference. I will read the statements now. First statement, Kamala is dotingly referred to as the Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their life. This will make you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
Favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
A lot more.
Okay. Kamala is proud alumnus of Howard University, the historical black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. This will make you more favorable or less favorable to vote for her?
Favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims. This makes you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
And what do you want me to say?
In this case, if this statement makes you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
More favorable.
Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. This makes you more favorable towards her or less favorable towards
her? More favorable. More favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. This makes you more favorable or less favorable towards her?
Less favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local office on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year.
Oh, must vote. I'm definitely voting.
Would you say, what number would you give to your motivation to vote this year from 0 to 10?
10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is the Black community.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
More for Harris.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by
yes.
a lot? Some?
A
few,
lot.
A lot.
When okay, are we almost done?
Almost done, yes. When
yeah, so you have to answer the same questions.
I know, but it's like kind of before and after. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best
yes.
interest of people like you by a lot? Some little or
not? A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main source for news? You can select up to three. National newspapers, CNN, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, local radio, Fox News, MSNBC, Instagram, family and friends, network news, local newspapers, local TV, other.
Fox, CNN, MSB.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Are you in a group chat for text communication
no.
with others?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a so strong Democrat?
Strong.
From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, Democrat, was it Biden?
Yeah, Biden, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Diploma.
High school diploma?
High school diploma, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single.
Single, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No, no children.
No. Okay. Last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I don't know. I wasn't working, so I don't know.
Okay. Just an amount? What would you say?
25.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No problem.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.